from KQED.
June is LGBT Pride Month, and this weekend, San Francisco hosts the nation's largest gay pride parade. This year's events come at a time of extraordinary success for gay rights advocates. The gay and lesbian community in West Hollywood celebrated Pride recently with a mural unveiling at a Wells Fargo bank branch. The mural includes an image from more than four decades ago, part of a collection coming to light only now.
Wow, all right. All right. They colorized you guys.
Really?
It's a colorized version of a black and white photograph of two men, Morris Kite and Don Kilhefner. The two were gay rights pioneers, co-founding the Gay and Lesbian Community Service Center in Los Angeles in 1970. Kite died 11 years ago, but Kilhefner, now 76, was on hand along with Anthony Friedkin, the man who shot that photo. It was the first time they'd seen each other in over 40 years.
How nice to see you, my God.
Yeah,
we both didn't look, don't look over a day over 90, do we?
In 1969, Kilhefner and Kite were approached by Friedkin, then a 19-year-old photographer. Kilhefner remembers the young artist wanted their help getting entree to their community.
Up until that time, gay people were not seen very much. If we were seen in public, like a Life magazine spread, our faces would be darkened out. Well, it was almost as if you couldn't show us publicly.
Things began to change with the Stonewall riots in New York City. Gay men and lesbians were beginning to emerge from the shadows.
It was a political revolution. It was a social revolution. It was a cultural revolution. It was a spiritual revolution. It was a revolution in consciousness for gay people.
It's what Anthony Friedkin wanted to capture with his camera. Friedkin grew up around gay people. His father was a Hollywood writer and director. His mother, a dancer at Paramount Studios. But while capturing images of an emerging community long in the shadows made perfect sense to him, he was a little ahead of his time.
Some of my best friends were like, why are you photographing gay people? Like, what's up with you? Like, are you gay? You know, why are you doing this, you know?
But Friedkin wasn't deterred. Between 1969 and 73, he spent months hanging out, first in Los Angeles, then in San Francisco. On the streets, in bars and nightclubs, sometimes in club bathrooms, as drag queens transformed into character. These are some of Friedkin's favorite photographs.
And these are big men that weigh 200-300 pounds. They're like football players, you know, and they have lipstick on and beautiful brassieres and necklaces around their neck. I mean, also visually, you know, it was exciting to photograph them, you know, because just, you know, how they put it all together was incredible. It's like that Kink song, Lola.
Well, I'm not dumb, but I can't understand why she walk like a woman, talk like a man.
I wanted to photograph gays that were willing to take the chance and be courageous and go out the door and say, this is who and what I am, and I'm proud of it.
Friedkin titled this collection of black and white photos The Gay Essay, but he wasn't making it for a gay audience. He wanted to share his work, documenting a movement and using the images to convey the empathy he felt for his subjects. But his work got only minor attention, until now.
Can we take that vertical and put it on the far end of the wall this way, please? Yeah, I think right over here would be great.
At the DeYoung Museum in San Francisco, photography curator Julian Cox is putting the finishing touches on The Gay Essay, Friedkin's collection that never got the attention he says it deserved.
Friedkin's own efforts to get the work into the best museums in the country that were working with photography at that time was not successful, and it's taken him 40 years to make it happen.
The reason, Cox says, there was a limited audience and limited opportunities to reach them.
The expression of gay lifestyles is so common in our culture nowadays, from television through to video making and music as well, that it's not really an issue anymore, or it's an issue that is framed rather differently. At the time that Friedkin was making The Gay Essay, it was still red hot.
And too hot to touch, at least for most galleries of the day. Homosexuality was still illegal in California. The FBI and the LAPD infiltrated gay political and social clubs. There was entrapment, harassment, and police brutality. Through it all, Friedkin kept working. The result, a sensuous collection that also documents an era. There are drag queens and hustlers, intimate images of gay and lesbian couples, teenagers just discovering their sexuality. Friedkin's photos capture the humanity of them all.
there was this incredible need for intimacy and physical passion with each other, the desire to connect, to communicate, to love one another, and I saw it more and more in the photographs.
Art critic Hal Fisher worked for Art Week in the 1970s. He says to fully appreciate the gay essay, you have to appreciate how Friedkin used the rapport he developed.
Anthony Friedkin's work goes beyond documentation. It's art. It's not just people, oh, I'm going to the Gay Day Parade, I'm going to photograph it.
As San Francisco holds its annual Gay Pride Parade this weekend, gay rights pioneer Don Kilhefner hopes Friedkin's photos help younger LGBT generations understand how a ragtag group of hippies, hustlers, drag queens, and activists laid the foundation for this extraordinary era of civil rights progress.
It's going to allow gay people to look back and say, oh my God, that's what they looked like then. That's what they were wearing then. That's what they were doing then. These are the people who lived through that formative period of our history called the beginning of gay liberation.
Anthony Friedkin's The Gay Essay runs through early January at the DeYoung Museum. And there's a book of the photos published by Yale University Press. You can take your own walk through history with Friedkin's photos at our website, CaliforniaReport.org.